Okay, this important announcement from the Unger Report, which is proud to release its first annual Man, Woman, Animal, or Thing of the Year that was most fascinating, intriguing, influential, and above all, ignored by Time magazine. Here's Brian Unger.
The Unger Report in 2005 featured dozens of forgettable stories worth remembering. It profiled people whose deeds were spectacular and uninteresting, and chronicled trends that demonstrated a bored, superficial America going to hell in a handbasket. Now, the editors at Time magazine would rather focus on stupendous contributions from the likes of Steve Jobs, Bono, the Pope, and J.K. Rowling, people whose biggest accomplishment in 2005 was hiring a damn good publicist and being fantastically wealthy. For all the rest, the vaporous and the vapid, the ephemeral and the fleeting, the transitory and trivial, there's the Unger Report, and its nominees for First Annual Man, Woman, Animal, or Thing of the Year that was most fascinating, intriguing, influential, and above all, ignored by Time magazine.
So strong. That's brawny.
We began the year by celebrating the reinvention of the paper towel icon, the Brawny Man.
Now that's a bad little boy.
From mere lumberjack to creepy sexual predator. We championed the middle manager in corporate America for their inability to make a decision or form an opinion, all the while preserving their job forever. It's denim madness. We turned our laser-like focus on how blue jeans are making the fashionista bankrupt. Denim hysteria is causing a blue jeans bubble, dangerously close to bursting. How TiVo makes us feel guilty. How watching a car chase makes us feel both bankrupt and guilty. The Unger Report saluted literary prowess in 2005. The writers at Vanity Fair for exposing Deep Throat. The leakers of the Downing Street Memo for exposing doubts in the war on terror. The reporters at the New York Times for exposing the nuances of male grooming, dating, eating, and sexuality. Hello? You know what? I can't talk to you right now. We bemoaned the proliferation of the cell phone and heralded the resurgence of the cupcake.
People talk thin and eat fat.
The Unger Report voiced fear over global spread of the avian flu and the iPod. It conveyed hope when the pilot of a JetBlue airliner heroically saved his passengers, and expressed wonder when holiday shoppers trampled a woman trying to buy a $29 DVD player at Walmart. What a year. But in the end, for 2005, the winner for the Unger Report's Man, Woman, Animal, or Thing of the Year that was most fascinating, intriguing, influential, and above all, ignored by Time magazine, is the penguin. From Antarctica to Africa, gay or straight, warm water or cold, the penguin demonstrated no matter how cruel Mother Nature gets, however punishing she can be, the only thing we can depend on is each other. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
You can hear all of the Unger Reports at our website, npr.org, and you can write us there too. Click on the link that says Contact Us. It's at the top of every page.